Hello students, welcome back to the e-learning program launched by Atomic Energy Education Society. In the first module of chapter 6, we have studied about administrative centers, temple towns and pilgrimage centers. Now, in this second module, we are going to study about small towns and traders. First, we will study about a network of small towns. After the 8th century, several small towns emerged in India. Many large villages were transformed into small towns. They usually had a mandapika called as mandi, where villagers came to sell their produce. These towns also had market streets called hatta or hat, lined with shops. There were streets for different kinds of artisans such as potters, oil pressers, sugar makers, toddy makers, smiths, stone masons, etc. While some traders lived in the town, others traveled from town to town. Many traders came from far and near to these towns to buy local articles and sell products of distant places like horses, salt, camphor, saffron, betel nut, and spices like pepper. Usually a samant, or in later times a zamindar, built fortified palace in or near these towns. They imposed taxes on traders, artisans, and articles of trade. At some times, they donated right to collect taxes to local temples which had been built by themselves or by rich merchants. Now, the next point is traders, big and small. There were many kinds of traders. These included the Banjaras. Several traders, especially horse traders, formed their associations with headmen who negotiated horse sale on their behalf with warriors who bought horses. Traders had to pass through many kingdoms and forests. They usually traveled in caravans and formed guilds to protect their interests. Manigramam and Nana Desi were most famous guilds in South India. Guilds means associations of traders or craftspersons. There were also communities like the Chetiyars and the Marwari Oswal who became the principal trading groups of the country. Gujarati traders such as Hindu Baniyas and Muslim Bohras traded extensively with the ports of the Red Sea, Persian Gulf, East Africa, Southeast Asia and China. They sold textiles and spices in these ports, and in exchange, they brought gold and ivory from Africa and spices, tin, Chinese blue pottery and silver from South Asia and China. The towns on the west coast were home to Arab, Persian, Chinese, Jewish and Syrian Christian traders. Indian spices and cloth sold in the Red Sea ports were purchased by Italian traders, and finally it reached in European markets. The spices and cotton cloth fetched very high profits. Spices grown in tropical climates became an important part of Europeans' cooking, and cotton cloth was very popular in European markets. European traders came to India to purchase spices and cotton cloth. Kabul became politically and commercially important from 16th century onwards. Kabul and Kandahar were linked to the famous Silk Route. Now the next point is the craftspersons of Bidar. Children, at present, Bidar is part of Karnataka. The craftspersons of Bidar were so famous for their inlay work in copper and silver that it came to be called Bidri. Panchals and Vishwakarmas community, consisting of goldsmiths, bronzesmiths, blacksmiths, masons, and carpenters, were essential to the building of temples. They also played an important role in the construction of palaces, big buildings, and water tanks. Weavers such as the Sailia and Kaikolas emerged as prosperous communities making donations to temples. Some aspects of cloth making, like cotton cleaning, spinning, and dyeing, became specialized and independent crafts. Some towns like Ahmedabad became major commercial cities but other like Tanjavur lost its importance over the centuries. Murshidabad, situated on the banks of Bhagirathi River, was major center for silks and became the capital of Bengal in 18th century. It declined in the course of the century due to competition from mill-made cloth that was imported from England. I hope that all of you have understood all the points that we have discussed in this module. Thank you, students. Have a nice day.